Time now for our final feature, which is again read by Sam Elmhurst.
I can't think it is that often that items found in prehistoric settlements in general use all those thousands of years ago could see a revival in the 19th and 20th centuries. And similarly, that a word we have in common use today was coined way back in the early 11th century, long before its modern connotation was ever thought of. Well, I'm talking about a mined substance found predominantly in Yorkshire, called jet. This semi-precious material is found in a very small area of Yorkshire, excavated all those millennia ago, and used to adorn males and females alike. It was a malleable material which could be made into very attractive jewellery. And how it was found all those years ago, we shall never know, but Bronze Age jet was used in significant quantities. Moving forward in time, and the Romans also found jet and took it back with them to Rome. Within the Roman Empire, there were workshops for fabricating jet into all types of jewellery, including carved pendants. And so we know the material has been around for a long time, but what exactly is jet? Well, jet is a form of stone which, when polished, brings out an intense, waxy lustre of the deepest opaque black. As if to illustrate this, the phrase jet black is found in literature as far back as the 11th century. It is believed that it polished so well that in medieval times it was used as a mirror. Well, jet is made of very pure fossilised wood from a special tree that we know today as the monkey puzzle tree. However, this theory is contested, and it could be that it came from a variety of trees or plants. The monkey puzzle may not be the only source. It's found buried within a series of shale rocks, which were laid down during the Jurassic era, some 180 million years ago. This is the real jet, but to confuse matters, there is another jet called soft jet, which doesn't have the same lasting characteristics of the hard jet. And some people have tried to sell soft jet as a real thing, but it does not have the same qualities and is likely to disintegrate. In about 1800, there was an attempt to revitalise the jet industry in Whitby, the centre of manufacture for many, many years. A Captain Tremlin, who made his home in a Yorkshire town, got together skilled workers Don Carter and Robert Jefferson, and they used grinding wheels, driven by treadle or other mechanical means, to turn and fashion this unique material. Within a few years, they had hundreds of people working in the industry, producing a large quantity of jewellery and trinkets. And during Queen Victoria's reign, the death of her beloved husband Albert plunged the country into mourning. It was bad news for many people, but good news for Whitby jet makers, with demand for black jewellery soaring. Soon there were 50 premises in the town producing jet items as fast as they could. But sadly, after 1870, the fashion declined, with Queen Victoria's court emerging from mourning. Jet is incredibly light in weight. It's about the same as amber. And other countries produce a similar stone, but not of the quality found in the Whitby area. Whitby jet was copied in glass and vulcanite, and a substance called channel coal. Close inspection is required to determine the real Whitby jet, and it is not as plentiful.